The Daily Office Readings for Thursday.
From Proper 21 After Pentecost.
Among the Psalms appointed is the first part of Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, and speak of all His marvelous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Search for the Lord in His strength. Continually seek His face. Remember the marvels He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O offspring of Abraham His servant, O children of Jacob His chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments prevail in all the world. He has always been mindful of His covenant, the promise He made for 1,000 generations, the covenant He made with Abraham, the oath that He swore to Isaac, which He established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel, saying, To you will I give the land of Canaan, to be your allotted inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in the land, wandering from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another, He let no one oppress them and rebuked kings for their sake, saying, Do not touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Then He called for a famine in the land and destroyed the supply of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet in fetters, his neck they put in an iron collar, until his prediction came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He set him as a master over his household, as a ruler over all his possessions, to instruct his princes according to his will, and to teach his elders wisdom. The second reading is from the book of Acts. And in this passage, Paul has returned to Jerusalem and is visited with James and the elders. And they have heard a rumor that he has been preaching that the Jews should turn their backs on Moses and give up the Jewish way of life. So he has gone through a rite of purification and is awaiting the period of time when the purification would end. But just before the 7 days were up, the Jews from the province of Asia saw him in the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, Men of Israel, help, help! This is the fellow who spreads his doctrine all over the world, attacking our people, our law, and this sanctuary. On top of all this, he has brought Gentiles into the temple and profaned this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was in a turmoil, and people came running from all directions. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the doors were shut. While they were clamoring for his death, a report reached the officer commanding the cohort that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. He immediately took a force of soldiers with their centurions and came down on the rioters at the double. As soon as they saw the commandant and his troops, they stopped beating Paul. The commandant stepped forward, arrested him, and ordered him to be shackled with two chains. He then asked who the man was and what he had been doing. Some in the crowd shouted one thing, some another. As he could not get at the truth because of the hubbub, he ordered him to be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the mob, for the whole crowd were at their heels yelling, Kill him! The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. One Sabbath he was going through the cornfields, and his disciples were plucking the ears of corn, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some of the Pharisees said, Why are you doing what is forbidden on the Sabbath? Jesus answered, So you have not read what David did when he and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God and took the sacred bread to eat and gave it to his men, though priests alone are allowed to eat it, and no one else. He also said, The Son of Man is sovereign even over the Sabbath. On another Sabbath he had gone to synagogue and was teaching. There happened to be a man in the congregation whose right arm was withered, and the lawyers and the Pharisees were on the watch to see whether Jesus would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they could find a charge to bring against him. But he knew what was in their minds and said to the man with the withered arm, Get up and stand out here. So he got up and he stood there. Then Jesus said to them, I put the question to you, is it permitted to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to destroy it? He looked round at them all and then said to the man, stretch out your arm. He did so, and his arm was restored. But they were beside themselves with anger and began to discuss among themselves what they could do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.